Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. $5 game day pitchers of Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Light. And $5 cocktails, cheeseburgers, and brats. When football is on, you have to be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Price and participation may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. At Mastro Subaru, you've got guys running that dealership that are stick carriers just like each and every one of you. And because of that, they are giving you a special deal that nobody else gets. Go to Mastro Subaru, whether it's in Orlando or right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans. Tell them you're a stick carrier and you get special stick carrier pricing just for being a Bucks fan. It's that simple. New and pre-owned vehicles, they've got a huge selection. You go in, tell them you're a Bucks fan, tell them you're a stick carrier, and they're going to take some money off of that price just for you. Mastro Subaru with two locations in Orlando and Tampa. Check them out at MastroSubaru.com.
Bucks Uncensored.
Mike Smith, boy, you booty D. Boy, you garbage. Boy, get the fuck up out of here, J.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W. Let's do it as a family. Let's get it.
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. But I won't answer now. Who, what, where, why? See, a lot of fools like to act the fool now. I'm getting on live, but that ain't my style. Who he gonna get and what he gonna do? Run up on me if you want to. Goddamn pressing his homie. Got up in front of his mama. I'm about to throw with him. And I can't even go and let him.
Let's get this thing started, shall we? It's Bucks Uncensored. Midweek. I remember going through a lot of these last year where by midweek we felt a lot better, didn't we? Not this week. I feel like shit. Pissed off. Almost duped. And why shouldn't Bucks fans feel that way? Why shouldn't you feel like you've been punched in the gut or kicked in the balls? This has been a pattern with this organization for the better part of a decade. And I'm not just talking about losing. I mentioned this on the Johnny B Show Monday night. Johnny B on 102.5, The Bone. A sister station to Hot 101.5. Of course, Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. I encourage you to listen to that. And listen to Johnny B. He's a stick carrier. But I said on Johnny B's show Monday night, I said, it just feels like they have these just demoralizing, ass-kicking losses every year early in the year. Whether it was Raheem Morris, Greg Schiano, Lovie Smith, or Dirk Cutter, this team cannot get out of its own way in the month of September. September! Dirk Cutter in particular. We're going to get into Mike Smith here in a moment, but is Dirk Cutter drawing a line in the sand? Listen, I love the guy. I love him. I love the mentality. I love the mindset. I think he's the type of coach this organization has needed in terms of no nonsense. Say it. He says the right things other than what he said about Mike Smith, but he says the right things. No nonsense from the bullshit media. He's what this organization needed. But he cannot get out of his own way with his friendship of Mike Smith. And thus, a line in the sand might have been drawn. And maybe, just maybe, a glimpse at what the future might hold. And it's not pretty for him and Mike Smith. But before I get to that, this is why Bucks fans have doubts right now. And I could have gone in and done a bunch of research and pulled you exact scores and shit. I don't need to. This is what I remember, and this is what you remember. Dirk Cutter as head coach. As head coach. And again, I want the guy to be successful. But sooner or later, you got to start to look at a pattern of things. In his first year as head coach of the Bucks, the Buccaneers went to Atlanta and beat the Falcons to open the 2016 season. Beat them. Only to come back and fall completely apart. So much so that they go on a 5-game win streak only to get back into contention for a wild card. Now, think about that for a moment. There's 16 games in an NFL regular season. 16. This team, this organization, needed a 5-game win streak just to get back into the running. All right, at the time, we were pumped. First season, surging in the second half. You expect it to carry over to the next season. We've seen this play out before. It's kind of how Dungy's first couple of years worked out. The Bucks come out. Hurricane. Then kick the shit out of the Bears. I mean, kick the shit out of the Bears last year. They go to Minnesota. Get their... Here it is. Another fucking ass whooping. Ass fucking whooping. Just like the previous year. Physically outmatched. With no answers. Offensively or defensively. But then the Bucks come home and they beat the Giants. They're 2-1. 2-1 against the Patriots on Thursday Night Football. And you know what? They had a chance to win the game. Fucking Nick Folk misses I don't know how many fucking field goals. And they lose. They win if they make the field goals. They lost. And then the wheels can't remember. They got their fucking asses handed to them by the Cardinals, by the fucking Saints, by the Panthers. They were done. Done. Not even halfway through the season. Done. All right. Early success followed by just demoralizing ass kickings. Fast forward to 2018. Hot start, man. We went to New Orleans. We put on a show. We put on a bunch of points. Defense scored a touchdown. This is good. Feeling good. 1-0. Beat a division rival on the road. I mean, who does that? Who does that? We did that. Come home for the Super Bowl champions. What did we do? Beat them. Put up a bunch of points, too. Put up a bunch of points. Beat the Super Bowl champions. And guess what? The Bucks are 2-0. 2-0. Better than anyone predicted. Then they get their asses handed to them in the first half against the Steelers, only to put up a miraculous comeback by Ryan Fitzpatrick, that offense, but the defense getting some stops as well. But see, this was the game, and we had seen hints of what was going wrong, but this was the game where the weaknesses were exploited. Teams know the Bucs don't have a run game. They know they don't. They don't even try. These teams are pinning, these defenses are pinning their ears back. And when they do that and they get after Ryan Fitzpatrick, if you look back to the first half in particular against the Steelers and the first half against the Bears, step into your fucking throws, Fitz magic. Fitz magic turned into Fitz happy feet. Not even happy feet. He was so scared of the pass rush, he's throwing off his back foot every time. All of a sudden, every throw that was accurate because he was stepping into it, now throws were high, throws are low, he's throwing interceptions. Different. Not just his fault. Not just the offensive line's fault. Scheme-wise, there were no quick passes. Very rarely did we see quick passes. Screens, draws, anything to counter a pass rush, the Bucs will not do. Will not do. Just drop back there and let them tee off on you. Oh, we're going up against one of the best defenses in football and the best pass rusher in football. Just drop back there. We'll protect you. Nope. And that's, again, not a knock on the offensive line. Defenses know what the Bucs are going to do now. They're just going to throw. No. There's not even a concern about a run, about the run game. And, man, I thought Peyton Barber was going to be that under-the-radar, efficient running back. I guess I bought into the hype of maybe a preseason game in that first game against the Saints. He didn't light it up statistically. But you know what? 3-4 yards a carry. One cut and get as much as you can. But you know what Peyton Barber is? He's just what we thought he was. He's a backup running back at best. Probably a third string running back. There's no pop. There's no power. And there's no acceleration. And along with that, one more no, there's no chance that he, Jaquizz Rodgers, or Sean Wilson, three of the Bucs' four running backs, there's zero chance that those three players get picked up quickly if dropped. Peyton Barber probably latches on with somebody, but listen, Orleans Darkwa, you know, there's a lot of running backs that just went away. And it wouldn't surprise me if Peyton Barber would end up being one of them if he was made available. Jaquizz Rodgers, if he's cut today, not one team in the NFL is going to sign him. Sean Wilson, if he's cut today, not one team in the NFL is going to sign him. And cut the fucking bullshit with this returnability bullshit. Sean Wilson, just because you line up at returner doesn't mean you have returnability. Anyone can go back there, put their arms to the side like a cross, make a T, and let the ball go over your head. But when the lights were on, Monday Night Football, and he had the opportunity to return kicks, holy shit, not the guy I want back there. And if he can't return kicks, and he's not really doing anything in the run game, then what's the point? You think another team's going to pick him up? I don't think so. So those were your three running backs for the first three games of the regular season. Listen, I don't even know if Ronald Jones is going to be good. I don't know if he's going to be a bust. I don't know if he's going to be a superstar. I don't know because he doesn't fucking play. And the only time he's played this season, Dirk Cutter admitted it on Monday, was because the Bucks were completely fucking out of it and they had given up at halftime. And unlike some of you, I'm not going to just jump on a coach's words, because I guarantee fucking damn you, every single one of you had given up at halftime. Why wouldn't you? You're down by 5 touchdowns against that defense? And their offense is lighting the fuck out of your defense? No, no. I appreciate Dirk Cutter being honest. It's one thing a lot of you have asked for a long time. You want a coach that's honest. Well, you got one. And now you don't like what he's saying. But Dirk Cutter said, you know, down by 5, chances were slim. We saw Jameis Winston. We saw more Vita Vea, who, by the way, hard to judge him, right? First game back. But I'll tell you, some of the flashes, I saw Vea push an offensive lineman 5 yards into the backfield one time. And I'm sure many of you have seen the gif that's already out there of him literally shoving an offensive lineman, like picking him up and throwing him to the ground. That guy's, you can go ahead and jump the bust gun all you want. Bust, he's a bust, she's a bust, everyone's a bust. I mean, some of you are so quick to label players after just a few games. I don't want to label guys, but I do want them to start to get some experience. Especially when you see such a putrid attempt at a run game with 3 running backs that would never be picked up by any other team, and your high second round pick is just sitting there. Let's see what he's got. Let's see what he's got when there's actually something on the line. Shit, the entire preseason he played with the Bucs backup offensive line and was getting hit 3 yards in the backfield every fucking play. How can you see what the guy can do? And then this game, most of his carries came when they were down by 5 fucking touchdowns. I'm not going to judge him on that. Anyway, got off on a little tangent there. Mike Smith. Dirk Cutter. I'm not firing Mike Smith. Got to fire everyone. Jameis Winston's going to be here longer. Listen. Dirk Cutter has aligned himself with Mike Smith. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I understand that we do certain things for friendships. And I think back to Dirk Cutter's opening press conference when he was first named head coach and his family was there and he was so excited. He's always wanted to be an NFL head coach. I just don't understand how you could lay it all on the line for a friend. And what type of friend are you? Your defense fucking sucks. 36 games, 19 of them, your defense has given up over 400 yards. It doesn't matter what fucking players you have in there. 2016 defense, 2017 defense, or 2018 defense. If anything, the 2016 defense was the Bucs' best defense they've had in Mike Smith's first year. There's a reason many of you, including myself, didn't want to see him leave. You're thinking if they continue to get more talented players and the players get more comfortable with this defense, imagine how good they can be. It made sense, right? But ever since then, they've completely fallen apart. And as we've all seen them get more talented, and you cannot deny that, they're more talented along the defensive line. And while they might not have the experience, I haven't seen Carlton Davis getting shredded in the pass game. He's a talented football player, I believe. They're more talented in the secondary than they have been the previous 2 years. That screams to me scheme. What scheme? I have no idea. But if Dirk Cutter has drawn a line in the sand, I think we all, I hate saying it, but I think we all have an idea of how this could end. We've seen it end this way before. And if the Glazers can tell Tony Dungy that he has to fire his offensive coordinator, I have no... Well, maybe you need Malcolm. Maybe the boys, the kids, don't have the balls to go tell Cutter. Let him go. Let him go. And Mike Smith, how could you do this to your friend? Oh, I'm not a quitter. I'm not saying he's saying this, but you know how people say, I would never quit. I mean, if you're that bad, negotiate some buyout. Here's the thing. Why would a coach ever quit? I guess now I kind of talked to me. Why would a coach ever quit? It's guaranteed contract. And like I told you before, he's paid as a low-paid head coach in the NFL. Why would he quit? They got to fire him. And why on earth would anyone feel bad for the guy? He's making a shit ton of money to run a shit defense. You know how I like to be dramatic, right? And maybe I should save this for next week. And maybe I'll get into more detail about it next week. The Bucks have their bye week this weekend. They go to Atlanta next week. That game tells us where this season goes. It's a fork in the road. If they go out and they win another road division game and they're 3-2, I think a lot of us are going to feel good. I think a lot of us are going to, this is how the NFL works. A lot of us are going to forget what's happened the last 2 weeks, in particular this past weekend. And we're going to start to focus again on all those positive things that this team brings to the table. Gone are the Winston debates. Gone are the Mike Smith stuff. Unless the defense sucks again, the offense wins it. But nonetheless, then they come home for the Browns. Yeah, I think we're feeling good at that point. If they lose in Atlanta and they drop to 2-3 on the year, I could very well see the wheels start to come off. This is what I was afraid of nearing the end of last year. I'll be completely honest. It was tearing me up inside because I want Dirk Cutter to be successful. That's the type of coach I want leading my team. But more than anything, results are going to tell us whether or not he's a long-term head coach with the organization or if he's not. And the results are speaking for themselves right now. Again, this is what I feared last year. When you look back to that first season with him as head coach, was that five-game win streak a mirage? Were they really that good? Now I think we're starting to realize that, no, they weren't. They fell apart last year. They got off to a hot start this year. Now they're falling apart again. The seat's already hot for Dirk Cutter. People immediately turned on Mike Smith. Everyone, including myself, is ready for Mike Smith to be fired. Dirk Cutter has backed his guy. And now Dirk Cutter's seat is going to be on fire. On fire if they lose to the Atlanta Falcons. Sucks. This is why going back to late last season, there were a lot of rumblings about Gruden. And I promise you the Glazers talked to him. And maybe they were locked in on. Maybe they believed they were going to get Gruden. Hindsight, looking back, and I was completely wrong. I thought Gruden had learned from sitting back. He hasn't. And I believe that the Bucks were talking to him. Maybe they were locked in on him. And as soon as the Raiders offered 10 years, they were like, uh-uh. Smart move. Smart move. Now I wouldn't even give Gruden 5 years, but 10 years? Ugh. Yuck. I can't. 10 years, I don't care who the coach is. 10 years is too long. It's just too long. Too long in the NFL. But maybe they're all locked in on him. And then once he was going to Oakland, they were like, all right, we'll stick with Cutter. Here's the problem. Is he a lame duck? Is he a dead man walking? We know the seat's on fire. I'm very concerned about how the rest of the season transpires. And I'm concerned about what's next for the organization if they lose to the Atlanta Falcons. Because a 3-game losing streak, then coming home for the Cleveland Browns in your stadium with Baker Mayfield and that offense putting up the points that they have, they'll shred the Bucs defense apart. They'll shred them. I don't even want to imagine that at home in our stadium. But I think it's more of a reality than it is a nightmare. Sucks. Big news. Big news. Big news. I love it, man. Thank you to all of you for listening. You know, whether us as Bucks fans are known as stick carriers, I know the Buckaholics and this and that and whatever you want to be called. One day we're going to find something that unifies us. Could very well be fire Mike Smith. And who knows? I got some ideas. I want to keep the focus on us and our team winning. Just understand as they lose, anger is going to build up inside of you. Don't take it out on each other. Don't do it. There's something special with our fan base. There's something special with this movement that is bringing more and more people to it. The numbers for the podcast continue to go up. Up, 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 up. Why is that? You going out, telling others about the podcast, telling others about Joe Bucks Fan, telling others about the movement. That's what we want. That's what I want. I want to bring people together. We've brought fans together. We've brought friends together. And, I mean, big companies want to be a part of this. Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings nationwide wanted to be a part of us. Host the draft party. Host some away game watch parties. And we're going to be at Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa for this crucial game against the Falcons. So mark your calendars. It's the same location we were at for the draft party. Get a sitter. This has got to be the game we all come together. The away game we all come together, celebrate together. You don't have to spend any money if you don't want to. I probably will. Mastro Subaru. I mean, a place that has 2 dealerships in Central Florida wants to be a part because they're stick carriers. Bricados has been with us since the beginning. B4, what you drink before you drink. You all know Christian from Headlines Barbershop. I mean, these are companies that want to be a part of it. And if you think I'm just banking here, listen, I'm not banking. I've had plenty of people tell me, you know how much money you can make off this podcast? I'm not in it for that. Yes. The sponsors do pay me some money because I invest hours upon hours of my free time to do this, and time is money. But I don't ask for near what I could. Do you know what radio stations ask for advertising? Like $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 a month. What fucking company has that kind of money to waste on radio when nobody's listening to it, especially sports talk radio? I'm not even talking about like my favorite stations, 102.5 The Bone, Hot 101.5. I'm talking about sports talk radio in this. I'm talking about 620. I went on sales calls years ago. They were asking for $4,000 a month. I knew what the ratings were. I knew how many people were listening. I'm like, the fuck? These companies are just flushing money down the toilet. So that's why I was just like, I'd do a podcast, go to a company and say, hey, here's the deal. You're going to play a very, very small fraction of what that radio station's going to offer you. You're going to, I mean, that's up to you. And I'll do whatever you want. What do you want? What do you want? You want to do, I'm creative. They see that. They see the movement. They want to be part of something special. And thus we welcome in a new sponsor, a new partner, and I'm so excited about this one as well. Just like I was excited about Buffalo Wild Wings and Master of Subaru and Mercados. This one, listen, Pete, Master of Subaru, I think you understand. I know Cliff at Buffalo Wild Wings understands. I know Mike at Mercados understands. And B4, you definitely understand. But this one tickles me in all the right places. I'd like to officially welcome, for the first time, to the Bucks Uncensored podcast, a new title sponsor for our away game watch parties, which will now be called the Cigar City Brewing Bucks Uncensored Watch Party, live from Buffalo Wild Wings. Cigar City, in the mix. Any event that any of you have ever gone to and seen me with a drink, what am I drinking? High Lie. Cigar City High Lie. Who better to represent my favorite beer and my favorite brewery than yours truly? I'm so pumped up about this. There have been many nights where I could have shared amazing stories, but due to High Lie, I didn't remember all of them. But that's okay. I had a great time while it happened. Cigar City Brewing, now a part of Bucks Uncensored. Title sponsor of our away game watch parties, the Cigar City Bucks Uncensored. What is it called? Away game watch party at Buffalo Wild Wings. So welcome to Cigar City. Go out and get your High Lie. It's the beer I always choose, and it's the beer you should be choosing as well. Bucks Takes, they're next. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
Bucks Uncensored. Let's get some Bucks Takes in. People still fired up. Still got some reaction from after the game and also some reaction from after the press conference. We'll start with a man who's sharing his first ever Bucks Take. His name, Man.
Kamish. This is Man in Memphis. This is my first ever Bucks Take. I don't usually leave Bucks Takes, but how could I not, after watching and witnessing that awful, disgraceful performance of the Buccaneers on Sunday in Chicago, particularly the defense, although the offense was just as bad. Oh my God. 38 points in the first half to Mitch fucking Trubisky. I mean, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Really? Mitch fucking Trubisky, really? I mean you're gonna have teaching moments in the secondary when you have young players back there. You're going to have, you know, learning curves. back there. But when you have four different times where guys are running butt naked through your fucking secondary, that's coaching. Coaching. I'm sorry. He's got to go. He's got to go. 68 points in the last two games in first halves alone. In first halves alone. 68 points in two games. I don't give a damn if Jesus is playing quarterback for the other team. You have got to go. You got to go. That's unacceptable. He better not be the coordinator when we go to Atlanta. He better not. I'm sorry. I mean, this is, I know this Cutter's friend. But see, this is exactly why I don't miss friendship with business. Because I don't feel comfortable with canning your ass if I have to. How many reasons do you need to get rid of this guy? Lord knows there's a plethora of them motherfuckers. He's got to go. I don't mean to get on a rant here, but he's got to go. He's got to go. Commish, he's got to go now. He's got to go. Anyway, speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick. Shit.
Oh, man. What was the shit for? Nah, it's good. Thanks, man. Appreciate that. And don't be a stranger. Love it. Love it when the new Bucks takes come in. Just adding to the friends we have all around. I love it. All right, I said we had some from right after the game. So without further ado.
Justin Outlaw. What an embarrassment today. Holy cow, man. Can anybody do anything right? Making Mitchell Trubisky look like the second coming of Johnny Unitas. Dude, I mean, six touchdowns? When they flashed that stat up there, the most touchdowns from a Chicago Bears since 1949. Holy cow, dude. 70 plus years ago? If my math's right? Dadgum, I'm so mad I'm not sure my math's right, but I'm pretty damn sure it is. All right, 69 years, whatever. Come on, man. That's the kind of performance today that gets coaches fired. Rightfully so. You and I show up to our jobs like that with capable people around us and we put forth an effort as such as that, we're done. Pink slips are coming. You know, we've got talent. I know we've had injuries, but we've got talent up and down the line. There's no excuse for a quarterback, second year quarterback, throwing the ball through us in a zone coverage like he did today, making us look stupid. You know, and it starts at the top. I'm sorry to say. I know it's only four games in, but a trend has become a pattern from last year, and this pattern has become pitiful, and I've had enough. We want to salvage this season. We need to start speaking softly and handing out pink slips. I'm out.
Oh, man. Speak softly and hand out that motherfucking pink slip. I love it. Let's keep it going, man. People fired up.
Hey, Justin, hey, stick carriers, Steve in Brooksville, chiming in after that deplorable fucking shit show we just watched. We need to get hashtag fire Mike Smith trending, and it already is. But all these other people that want to promote Brinston Buckner, what the fuck has that guy done? Like, seriously, besides look mean and scary on the sidelines, yeah, we got JPP averaging a sack a game, but he's going to do that. If I was the defensive line coach, it doesn't fucking matter. We have nobody. Bring fucking Greg Schiano back. Something. It's embarrassing. We could stand up against Ben Roethlisberger, shut them out in the last half of last week's game. We could hold our own against Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, but put a bottom tier quarterback out there, Joe Montana, every fucking time. I'm getting sick of it. It's embarrassing. There's always Hall of Fame stats, new fucking records being, it's always against the Bucks. And I thought we might have been past this shit, but apparently we're not. All I could say is I know I'll be there. I know the stick carriers will be there. 119 will be there. But God damn it, man. Meet us halfway, Bucks. For the love of God.
All we've been asking for, just meet us halfway. We are ready to explode as a fan base. I promise you. I went out to dinner on Friday night with Holly's daughter. It was just her and I. I saw three different people wearing Bucks shirts. I'm sorry. That might sound like it's no big deal. It's a big deal. I never, ever see people wearing Bucks stuff out. Nonetheless, three in one restaurant in St. Pete at one time. So, yeah, I mean, it was starting to catch on. But it's almost as if they just were like, eh, we don't really want to generate excitement within our fan base. And you know what? That pisses people off. And when people get pissed off, they get really, really loud.
Justin! Will in the Midwest, man. Just chime with a fucking Bucks take. So Mike Smith still has a job and fucking Twitter is on fire. Man, people are fucking pissed. I'm not very happy about it either. However, I just got done watching Dirk's press conference again from yesterday. And I have to say it, I have to change my tune just slightly. Now, if Mike Smith got fired and, you know, we made a change, it went to Duffner or something, and our defense looked, you know, competent, could fucking communicate. That's the thing that makes me sick the most about all of it, is what the fuck? Three fucking years? Three fucking years and you guys still can't fucking communicate? That is clearly a fucking coaching problem, right? I mean, it, obviously it's a little bit on the players as well. I know we got some new faces in there, but I mean, three fucking years? This isn't fucking rocket science. You know what I mean? So somebody's not doing their job from a coaching perspective. However, let me go back to what I was just about to say about Dirk. I hate to admit it, but he's right. Changing one person through a quarter of the way through a season is not going to make a difference. So even though I love, you know, I love the idea of having continuity and keeping Dirk and this coaching staff around and hopefully that we'd be successful and whoop-de-whoop this and fucking that. You know, I've always strived for longevity. I feel like great organizations have that. Clearly we don't have it. Clearly Dirk is right, once again. And I just say we bide our time and try to enjoy football as much as possible the rest of the season. And I'm sorry, I say the Bucks clean fucking house. I don't give a fuck if the fucking offense has looked explosive. Fact of the fucking matter is, I was saying just 2 weeks ago, two or three weeks ago, to everybody I know who gives a fuck about football where I live, or even gives a fuck about the Bucks, this team does two things, or I should say does not do two things that you absolutely fucking need when it comes to playoff football. And that is have a fucking strong defense and a run game. All we were doing is airing it out, and that's how we won those couple games. By the skin on our fucking nutsacks. So, that all being said, I say like I said, enjoy the fucking season. Enjoy football. What the fuck really is it going to do? Fucking fire Mike Smith. There needs to be a culture. Clearly the culture is still not here. You know, this whole culture change, it's still not here. Fucking Dirk looks like a lost little puppy dog at a fucking... And then on top of it, he's a contradicting asshole. You know, he sits there and says, you know, it's not only one guy, you know, and then he defends his fucking buddy Mike Smith. And then clearly, he sounds like he's blaming the fucking players. Blaming the players for you guys having him out of position? You guys are fucking pathetic. So anyways, that's my opinion. Shout out to the sponsors, B4 Bricados, Sports Legends Bar and Grill, Mastro Subaru, Christian Headlines Barbershop, Buffalo Wild Wings, all the Joes at Joe Bucks Fan, and Ira Kaufman. Anyways, as usual, brother, Justin, I love what you do, man. Take care. And go Bucks, baby!
I'll tell you what, you can add a new sponsor. You can add Cigar City Brewing and their High Life. Oh, God, it's so good. And, Will, one day you and I are going to meet in person. God, I should have gone up to... Well, eventually the Bucks will be back up there in the Midwest, and we'll make sure we hook up for a game, and I will bring some High Life, because I just have a funny feeling you like beer a lot, and I like beer a lot, and that would be a complete shit show. So, I know you got a new kid. I know it's tough to travel. We'll figure it out. We're going to figure it out, and we'll have a good time with it. Oh, man. His takes are good. Although he did call Dirk Cutter a contradicting asshole. You know, I mean, I guess he was blaming the players. because he was continually asked about the defensive scheme, and he said the scheme's good. Well, if the scheme's good, then the players must not get it. Oh, well, they're not communicating and this and that. And it's like, what are you talking about? Like, how long, how complicated is this defense that it takes that long to learn it? Well, we got rookies back there now. Well, I mean, you keep having all this turnover too then. Maybe you should make your defense a little easier if it's that confusing. I don't think it's that confusing. I think it's just a pussy defense.
Commish, stick carriers. What's up? It's Jeremy and Callie. I'd just like to play a little rendition of how the defensive locker, the defensive room goes at One Buck Palace this week. Hey guys. Okay. Hey, this is your defensive coordinator, Mike Smith. Just want to tell everybody, it was a really tough game. You know, we fought really hard, and you know, I think you know, let's look at the positives. I mean, I think you guys fought really hard, and you are really tough, and you know, our D line. You know, Gerald McCoy, I'm going to give you the biggest sticker this week for trying hard. Hey, yo, coach, this is JPP. You know, I've been on a lot of winning teams, and this doesn't seem like a winning team. What's going on? I thought we were going to wreak havoc. Jason, you know, you raise a valid point, kind of. But, you know, we're trying really hard. And, you know, we got to get ready for next week. So, you know, I think we're going to be done for today. We're going to call it a day, and we're going to hit it hard tomorrow. You know, this is a really tough thing. Hey, coach. We aren't done yet. We got to stay and practice. What about the bad things? Well, you know, we'll talk about the bad things another time. We're okay. You know, we had a lot of injuries, but you know, I think everything we're going to be good. We're going to be good, everybody. So we'll go out there and we'll practice like we did this week, and we'll play just like we did this week next week. Because consistency is the key, guys. Consistency is the key, and that's how we're going to win. Go team. Go box. No, hell no! Let's get this goddamn thing going! Let's wreak havoc! Speak softly, you guys! Keep fucking doing it! And carry that big motherfucking stick! Go Bucks.
And always rely on Jeremy to get us all fired up with the juices flowing. I love it. Stay strong, stick carriers. Stay strong, Bucks fans. We're in this together. I love it. One way or another, this season's going to continue on, and we're either going to have something to celebrate or something to debate in terms of new coaching staff. God, wanted this one to work. Still could work, but what we've seen recently, not so much. Thank you to our sponsors, Buffalo Wild Wings. Home of our 2018 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party and home to 3 Cigar City Brewing away game Bucks Uncensored watch parties at Buffalo Wild Wings. We will be at Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa for the next game against the Falcons. I believe the game in Carolina. We will be at the Brandon location, and then the game in New York against the Giants will be in Pinellas Park. So I got my wish. I got the Buffalo Wild Wings all near the interstate, so hopefully it's easy access for all of you. Pinellas, South Tampa, and then East Hillsborough County. Sorry to those up in Lutz. Hopefully you can make it down to Brandon. I want you all to make it to all of them. Okay, I live in St. Pete. So I'm driving all over the place. I think you can as well, especially for the atmosphere, for the entertainment, and for the friendships. So, hey, if Dirk Cutter can have that strong a friendship with Mike Smith and never break that bond, I'm hoping that all of us can do the same. I would never fire any of you. Quite frankly, I don't think I'd ever hire any of you either. Sorry. I mean, I might. Cigar City Brewing. Buffalo Wild Wings, Mastro Subaru. You want a discount on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Just tell them you're a stick carry. It's that simple. At least go by and see what they got. See if that stick carrier pricing gets you the deal you've been looking for. B4, Bricados, Christian Headlines Barbershop, and each and every one of you, along with JoeBucksFan.com. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean. Listen to it at JoeBucksFan.com. Keep talking about the podcast. Talk about the movement. And vent on this podcast. I'm giving you the platform to say whatever the fuck you want. So take advantage of it. Let the organization hear you. And damn it, speak so... Fuck that. Carry that big motherfucking stick! Nailed it.